Okay, today is Daf Kuf Mem Beis. We're on Daf Kuf Mem Beis. We are on 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 lines from the top. Tanya Kavase Derava. We have a brisa that supports Rava. That's what Rava say. Rava said that if you carry a live baby out into the street with some necklace tied around its neck, you're chayiv on the necklace. Remember we said that yesterday? You're chayiv on the necklace. That it's not tuffel to the baby and it's independent value. And if we chayiv on that. For Bryce, it says that.
Baby alive.
Yes. Hamotzi kelev mikupalim. If somebody carries that folded kelim, folded shirt, unacham al kseifo, on his shoulder. Take the shirt, wrap it, throws it on his shoulder, not wearing it. Are you chayiv? Yes, you are. Sandalov, v'taba osav, his sandals, his rings, biado, chayiv, you chayiv. Clear as day, the halacha. If you're wearing, then you putter. I don't wear clothing on Shabbos. Here we go. Hamotzi Adam. If I carry out you, I carry out a person. The Kalev Alav. V'sandalav Baraglo. V'tabosa Biado. I carry you out. And you're wearing pants, and you're wearing a shirt, and you're wearing shoes. I'm putter. Why am I putter? Because Chai knows that's Atzmo. You're not chayiv for carrying the person. You're not chayiv for carrying what he's wearing either. V'ilu hotzon kimos shehein chayiv. However, if you carry them out, v'ilu kimos shehein, v'ilu hotzin kimos shehein chayiv. Right? If I carry out your clothing, not regular, then I'm chayiv. In other words, if you're wearing, I'm carrying you, and you're carrying your clothing. I'm chayiv at carrying your clothing. Exactly what Rava said.
Is that last statement not the same, exactly the same as the first statement?
No, the first statement, I was carrying the shoes in my hand. I'm chayiv. I carried. Yeah. Second case, I'm carrying you and you're carrying shoes.
Right. No,
I'm also chayiv.
Right, but the last statement is saying that the shoes are
carrying. One second. What?
The last statement, if you're carrying the clothes on your shoulder or whatever, you're chayiv. That's exactly the same.
I just said.
You have carrying shoes.
The first case, I'm carrying shoes. Am I chayiv? Yes, I carried shoes on Shabbos. Second case, I'm carrying you and you're holding shoes. Am I chayiv for carrying the shoes? Yes. That's exactly what Rafa said. Yeah, what's your question?
Yeah, but what if you're wearing the shoes?
What if who's wearing the shoes? You're not chayiv. You're allowed to wear shoes. That's right. Because it was leading up to it. There's a brayza that's saying halacha, so, but from here you see Rav is right. It doesn't make a difference.
No, but why is he not carrying
the shoulder? Who said he's not? Now, next. Kalkala v'evan besocha. Then we said if you carry a basket and there's a stone in the basket, your putter, we're not talking about carrying now. Now we're talking about muksa. You putter on the stone. Why you putter on the stone? V'amai, tavikalkala basas l'davar ha'asar, it's a basas. V'amar rava bar barachana, amar b'yochanan, hacha b'chalkala malaya peros askinan. We're talking about a case where the basket is full of other things too. It's full of other things, it's full of apples too. There's apples in the basket, plus there's a rock. So can I carry the basket? Well, it's a... Exactly. So the halacha is... We go by what's worth more. Since the apples are worth, rock is worth nothing. And the apples are worth something, so you're allowed to move it. Ask the Rashba, I give a different answer. The answer is, where the rock was there on Shabbos, but you didn't know about it. Shocheach. And we hold, if it's Shocheach, then it's not a basis. It's only a basis if you didn't put it there on purpose. If it's Shocheach, it's not a basis.
One second, how do you put a sitter down on a silver light for
this? One second. So, we'll get to that in a second. So Rajba answers, listen to his answer. The Rajba answers, this halacha that you only say it's a shocheach, it only applies if it's not a real bed, if it's not a real kli. Like my bed. Right? So what's on my bed? I put the remote control on my bed, and also my pajamas. So if I put the remote control there, b'mezid, then it's a bu- right? Then you have to go, b'shogig, b'mezid, I put it there b'chavona, but I forgot. But if it's a basket, that's what a basket's meant for. It's meant to put things in. Then we don't say this halacha. Well, shogeg, b'kavana, we don't say all that. Of course you put things in a basket. Of course you put it in there on purpose. We only say this thing about the kavana if it's not a normal basket, not a normal receptacle. Then you have to come on to this. But if it's normal receptacle, we don't say that. That's very interesting halacha. Therefore, the Gemara has to give an answer. No, the apples are worth, the apples are there also. I don't know the heter for the bencher. I don't know the heter for the bencher. That's right. That's right. So people put So there's no answer to that. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know why people. But I don't know how that's sufficient. On a lacta, people put their ring. Women put the ring.
So a ring is worth more.
That's right. That's right. But to put a bencher, I don't see it. Unless you go by what's worth more to you now. What's worth more to me? Well, the lacta is worthless because I can't use it. It's muksa, and the bencher I can use. I don't know, I have to go look at that issue. What does it mean, value? It means dollars? I don't know. I just don't know. Okay.
I thought that the bencher was something that you designated for use on Shabbos.
I know, but so what? So what? At the end of the day, it's a buses.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Right. So the Gemara asks... So then basically get the rock out of the basket. Knock the basket down. Let the rock fall out, and then you don't have any problems. So Gemara says, no, Kedrabi Eloy Amar Rav, the pears hamatu nothing. No, the pears are gonna get all dirty. You can't do that. They're gonna get swishy and dirty, so that's not an answer. Hachanami, the pears hamatu nothing. So too, the pears are gonna get dirty. Where'd he say the pears are gonna get dirty? We'll see in a minute. Vularinhu Nu'urai, right? What about just shaking the oven out without getting the pears dirty? So Amar v'chia barashi, Amar Rava, hacha bekalkala pesucha pechusa askinet. No, it was an inferior basket. The oven gufa nasis dofen lekalkala, and the oven itself is a wall of it's plugged up a hole. So now we're changing the whole answer. Now we're saying it's plugged up a hole. It's plugged up a hole. Now what? Now it has nothing to do with muksa. A different story now. So what does that mean? That means if you have muksa in the basket and you want to move the apples, you have to get the rock out? Is that what it means? And the only reason why you'd have to do that here is because it became part of the basket? That's what it sounds like. Okay, then the Mishnah said, metalkal and truma. You're allowed to move truma, even though truma tameya, as long as it's truma tahora in there as well. So the Gemara wants to know, where exactly is the truma tameya and the truma tahora in the basket? So Amar of Chista, lo shan, this halacha, that you could carry both, even though truma tameya you can't use on Shabbos. You can't eat it, and you can't use it for firewood, nothing you can do with it. So it's muksa. Amar of Chizda, losha, this halacha, that you can move both, is ela shatuhora lamata v'tameya lamaila. The tahora is on the bottom. So I'm getting the tahora, I have to move the tameya away, then I could carry both. Avol tahora lamaila, but if the tahora is on the top, v'tameya lamata, and the tahora is on the bottom, so shakale tahora, v'shavakle, l'tameya. Then take the tahora out. What are you moving the tomato for? If you have no choice, okay, you have no choice. The tar is on top, the basket has two layers. On the top is the tar ones. So why are you carrying the tummy ones? What do you need it for? Why are you doing that? Just take the ones out. V'chit tahara lamata, and one second, if the tar is on top, if the tar is on the bottom, nami, l'shadinu v'latininu, why don't you just get the tummy ones out? So Amar Eloi, Amar Rab, Paris, Batanafin, Askinan. No, we're talking about they're going to get ruined. The Paris are going to... If you try to get the tummy ones out, the good ones are going to get ruined. So therefore, you don't have to do that. You don't have to ruin not to do over the muksa. Okay. Meisvei, you have a brayt that says like this. Metaltel and truma tameya. You're allowed to move truma tameya in tahora, with tahora. V'im chulun, with chulun. Bein she tahora lamata v'tameya lamata. Tahora lamata v'tameya. Bein tameya lamata v'tahora lamata. Tshuva d'Rav Chisda. This brayt says, you can move the basket no matter which one's on top. Rav Chisda said, only if the tar one's on the bottom, then you can move the basket. Otherwise, take the tar ones out if they're on top. This guy says, no. Even if it's on the bottom, you can still make a difference. Amalach Rav Chisda, Masnisin, the Mishnah is talking about our Mishnah, which said, you can move Truma Tameya, and I said that only means if the Truma Tameya is on the bottom, the Truma Tameya is on the top, that means, Masnisin L'Tzarech Gufo. That's if it's Tzarech Gufo. What does Tzarech Gufo mean? Rashi says, "Shetzarach l'tahora l'gufa l'achla." You want to eat the apples. There's truma apples in the basket, but they're on the bottom of the basket. On top of the basket is truma tameya oranges. Right? Some dead body fell on a bunch of oranges. They're in the top of the basket. The bottom of the basket is the good apples. So can you move the basket? Yeah. Why? Because it's Dover Abbasis, L'Asr, and L'Mutter, and therefore you can move it. Okay? So Rashi says, and you want to eat the apples. Hilkaf, Elav the Tahora Lamata, if the Torah ones weren't on the bottom, Lo Shari L'Tumi L'Tameya, why are you carrying the basket? Ela Shakal Tahora Umamti L'Shulchan. You want apples? The good apples are on top. Pick an apple, go bring it to the table, go sit and eat. Why do you have to carry the basket? There's tummy oranges in the basket also. Why are you moving it? Why do you have to move it? Right? Therefore, said Rav Chista, you can't move the basket if the apples are accessible. If the apples are on the bottom, you have no way of getting them, then it's a basis for Mutter and Usser, you can move the basket. If the apples are on top, and there's oranges and a tummy on the bottom, why do you have to move the basket? Just take the apples out. Make sense? Let's say that if four or five oranges on the bottom, if 50 apples on top.
No, I'm saying, why are the apples in the tummy, they can be Tara one's tummy?
Because Truma can't make Truma tummy. That's why. Food can't make Truma food tummy. So it's not tummy. They're tummy, they can't make more Truma. Right? Truma stops the Truma. Truma's a shlishi.
Truma can't make Truma.
No. Only if it got tummy from something else. So,
if I touch muksa now for a second,
yeah,
I'm whatever my baby.
You have to move muksa. Can't touching itself.
I move muksa.
Yeah.
Right.
To the rabbanim.
If I move muksa 3 miles,
doesn't make a difference.
It's the same. It's one.
Right.
Available.
That's right. We learned somewhere that if you're allowed to move the hammer because the hammer's on my chair.
I'm thinking. Why should be allowed to carry the basket? You should be hired to take out. The
Tomei
ones also. You know? If the Tomei ones are on...
How are you going to get them out? I don't know. It's a good question. How are you going to get them out of the basket? That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that question. That's a very good question. But that might be what Rashi... That would be what Rav Chista is saying. Rav Chista is saying, when it comes to the apples, our Mishnah said that if you have Tomei and Tar, you can move it. Says Rav Chista, it must be a situation where the Tomei is on the top. Otherwise, if the apples are on the top, the tar is on the top, just take the apple out and go eat it. Because I don't know if you're eating them, we just want to get them get around the table, on their chair. So I want to move them away.
Right.
So if you want to eat them, so go eat them. They're on the bottom? Okay, then you're allowed to move it. However, the Brisa was talking about Tzarech L'Mkomo. What does that mean? Rashi says, Shetzarech L'Moko Makli. Now I need to sit, they're on my chair. I need to sit down. There's no seats to sit down. Va'al Karchach, I need to move the whole basket away. Then I can move the whole basket. That's why the Bryce said I can move it regardless. And I said, no, you can't move it regardless. I'm talking about they're in the kitchen table. They're not taking up any space. They're not bothering anyone. Can I want to get an apple? Well, if the apples are on top, go right ahead. If they're not on top, I'm not sure how you're going to get them out. But then you can move the basket if you want. Okay. Now, my duchi derv chista looking at season b'tzarach gufo. What possessed Rav Chista to say this? That we're talking about a case of tzarach gufo, right? Amar Rava masnis and kavatze daika. Because the Mishnah really alluded to this. The Mishnah said, "Diktani it said in the Mishnah seifa." This is not this Mishnah. Later, when the Gemara says seifa, means later on. Mos shalakar. You have money on the pillow. So menar es hakar. You can shake the pillow. Tehino fellas. And the money will fall. That you can do. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar B'Yochanan Lo Shanu El Tzarech Gufo. I can only do that if I need the pillow itself. Aval Tzarech M'Komo. But if I need the space where the pillow is, Metal Talo V'Odin Alav. So I can just move the pillow. Just move the pillow, right? So therefore, what does that have to do with anything? So mid the seifa l'tzarech gufo, reishanami l'tzarech gufo. Since the seifa was tzarech gufo, the reish is also tzarech gufo, and that was why Rav. That's why Rav Chista said that only if it's tzarech gufo. Okay.
You said money is a kli.
No, I said money's not a kli.
Why are you not moving?
No, because it's a basis. So I'm not moving the money. I'm moving the pillow. And Derech Agav, the money's getting moved. That's okay. Okay. Next Gemara now is quite difficult. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Af Milan, you're allowed to take, what happened was, you had truma, and truma fell into chulin. And the shear of bittel is 1 in 100. So I have 101, call it, let's say apples. I have 101 apples truma. There's 100 apples. My truma apple fell into the chulin apples. So it's bittel now. But the halacha is, you have to take one apple and give it to the kohen. Why? Because the sheva was going to get one apple. Now it's not getting it. So you give it to the kohen, give him one apple. Rabbi Yehuda said you could do that on Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah said. You could do that on Shabbos. It's a mixture. Meduma means a mixture. It's a mixture of, but it's a mixture that's mutter. But you still have to take one apple out and give it to the kohen. You could do that on Shabbos.
What would you possibly be over?
You're being over the isser of being misakin. Because till you take that out, you can't eat them. You can't eat any of them. No, till you take it out. Now I can do it. Now I can eat it. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say you could be misakin on Shabbos? This is the reason why you can't be Toivel Akli. You can't go to the mikveh yourself. What's the reason why you can't go to the mikveh on Shabbos? I'm not talking about now they go to the mikveh for purity. That's a different thing. That's nothing wrong with that. But to go to the mikveh to become tohar, you can't do that on Shabbos.
It's not real. It's not a real issur to eat that apple.
No.
It's
under a banan or something.
Right?
So can I Toivel Akli in the mikveh on Shabbos? I bought a new coat, I have to Toivel it. Can I do it on Shabbos? No. Why not? What am I doing? The answer is masakin. You're making it rich, so it's like makab patish, it's like building it, it's like all those things. It's none of those things, but it's like those things. Right? You can't make something wasn't usable and now it became usable. So you can't do that. So how can I do this?
So you can take the apple out first, or you can just say if I have 101, I'm gonna set the list.
That's gonna be the answer. That's gonna be the ultimate answer. So we get to that answer, it's complicated now. Okay? Here's a story. V'amai, hakom misakin. But you're being misakin. Says Rashi, shemevil de heter. Because now it's a heter. Now I'm able to eat the 100 apples. The gozar be otu tikkun sh'al yedei malacha. They will gozer tikkun because of a malacha. Whatever that means. So Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah who said, you're allowed to take the apple out, must hold like Rabbi Eliezer Svirale. He must hold like Rabbi Eliezer. The Amma who said, Truma Ba'ina Machta. Truma maintains its appearance, its identity. What does that mean? That means as follows. Ditnan. Saw Truma, Shenafla Lepachos Mimeya. A saw of Truma, let's make it easy for us to understand, an apple of Truma fell into not 100 apples, 50 apples. Okay? So how many apples do I have in here? 51 apples. Okay? Now, are you allowed to eat any of the 51 apples?
No.
You saw it's not allowed. It's not bottle. Now, another apple, one of these 51 apples, falls into another batch of apples. Okay? Saw Truma Shenafla Lepachos Mimeya. An apple fell into a box of apples. 50 apples. I have 51 apples now. Then, V'nafal Min HaMeduma L'makom Acher. Then, one of these 51 apples fell into another box of apples. What is the shear now to eat the second box of apples? Does the second box... One second, there's two choices. Does the second box have to have 100 apples?
Why not?
What? Or, here's another way to say it.
The second box is fine.
There's two ways to look at it. Either the second box has to have 100 apples, because maybe the apple that fell in is truma. It's 1 out of 50 chance. So therefore it has to have 100 apples. And if it has less than 100 apples, I can't eat the second batch either. Or, no. The second box has to have 100 times 1/50. So 1 in 50 chance that apple's truma. So the second box has to have 100 more than 1 out of 51, which is a lot less than 100. It's like 3. Right? It's 100 times 1/50, because only 1 out of 50 are the apples. That's the machlokas tanaim about this. It's a massive difference. Right? Rabbi Eliezer held that second box has to have 1 out of 100. Has to have 100 more apples in the second box. Exactly, it's exactly the point.
In the first instance, where the one apple falls into a box of 50,
right?
Are we saying that because it's not bottled, then the whole box is tamei?
So Rabbi Eliezer holds, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, midamas, a mixture is trumas vadai. We treat each apple as if it's truma. Therefore, when one of them falls into the second box, it's as if it's truma. Therefore, the second box has to have 100.
If you have a box of 51 apples, one is truma.
Right. So,
What's the status of the
51
apples?
It's a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer views each one as truma vadai. That's what he holds. It's a tana. That's what he holds. Each one's a truma vadai. Therefore, you can't eat any of these 51. And not only that, if one of these 51 falls into another box, the other box has to have 100 times more. No, you're not allowed to do that, because you're not allowed to be mavatel on purpose. Right, a little milk falls into the chalant. Let's hit some more chalant. Not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Not allowed to do that. We fell in by mistake. Then, okay, they didn't do it on purpose.
With the chalant, there's no suffix. If milk falls into the chalant and it's not mavatel, the whole chalant is...
That's right. Yeah, but by the way, the same issue happens with chalant. A little milk falls into the chalant. Then that chalant goes into another chalant. Same issue.
Yeah.
Right, same question.
It's really not the same question, because if you have 101 apples in the box, you don't know which one is, you can actually separate, you just don't know which one.
It's the exact same question. Let's say milk falls into chalant, and it's not bottled b'shishim. You had 50 times as much chalant as milk, not 60 times.
Right,
now, some of that chalant falls into another chalant. Do you need 60 times the piece, or 60 times 1/50th? Same question.
Yeah,
same question.
But we know how we pass in that.
How do we pass in there? Exactly, how do we pass in there?
Well, from my understanding, it's the whole chalant becomes...
Right? So Rabbi Eliezer holds, you need 100 times the apple. Why? Because he views each apple, that the first 51, as vadai truma. Right? V'chacham omer, no. Ein ha-meduma medama ela v'cheshbin. No, the cheshbin. What cheshbin means, it's 1/50th. There's 51 apples here. It's a 1/51 chance. So now that apple falls into another box. You know how many have to be in the other box? I think it's two. Two is 100 times more than 1/50th. So you use two apples in there. Not 100. Right? Is that true? Two is 100 times more than 1/50? Who's a mathematician here? So what do you see? What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything? Says of Yehuda, you know why I held that if you have 101 apples, then if I have 101 apples, I could take it out on Shabbos? You know why? Because it's distinct anyway. I'm not doing anything. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the apple's distinct. It's not a mixture. And therefore I could take it out. I'm not being misakin anything. It's misakin by itself. Because he holds that it has to be 100 more apples. You hear? Since he holds you need 100 more apples, I'm not doing anything. And therefore, I'm allowed to do it. Rashi says, where is that? There's one key Rashi here. One second. Here. The Rashi of Kirabeliezer Machuma. Howel. V'nitna lahalos achas sheyirtza, since I can take any apple I want out from the 100, be'ino machta ki'ilu munachas levada ve'enu mu'ureves. It's like not even a mixture. Hilkach lo mesakin midya. I'm not doing anything. And therefore I can take the apple out. You can only say this if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Because if you hold like the other chachamim, it's a real tikkun. It's not a tikkun. Not doing anything. That's how I'm allowed to do it. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Emar d'shmas le'el chumra. That's all. We say v'chumra, but l'chumra w'machmir. You turn the chumra into a kula. L'chumra w'machmir. What do we say l'chumra? L'chumra, the apples are all no good. Now you turn that into a kula. Since it's a chumra, since that's true, now I don't have to take the apples out. They go automatically out. That's ridiculous. You can't make Rabbi Eliezer Shita into a kula. Mekula Mishav Aslay? That can't be the answer. So the answer is, Elaha, Da'amar Kirb Shimon. It must be like Rab Shimon. Ditnan, it's in the same parak, it's in the fifth parak of Trumas. Ditnan, it says over there, Sa'at Truma, Shenafla Lameya. What happened? One apple, a Truma apple, fell into 100 apples. What's the halacha? The halacha is, you have to take one apple out and give it to the shevet. For his bikladbia, he didn't have a chance to do that. Adinafla acheras, another apple fell in. Now, what's the story now? Now it's not 1 in 100; it's 2 in 100. But what? It's not batal. But on second, if you say that when the apple first fell in, it became batal automatically. So now you have 101 chulin apples. If the second one falls in, so what? Now it's 1 in 102. It's for sure batal. If you don't say that, then you have problems. So how do you look at it? Says the Gemara, so, this is a Mishnah in Trumas, saw Trumas Shanafel Lameya, well, it fell into 100, for his Bikul Hakbia, you didn't have a chance to take it out, on Shanafel Acheres, another one fell in. Hareze Asura, says the Tanakama, Asur, Verb Shimon Matir, Verb Shimon says it's okay. Why is it okay? Why, so Rashi explains, the same answer. Because the one that fell in, it's there. It's distinct. And therefore, since it's distinct, it's not a mixture anymore. So when the second one falls in, it's fine. It's also batal. Unim says, Achrona zuna fell kuf shel chulin. When the second one fell in, it fell into 100 of chulin. That's what Reb Shimon says. So, therefore, same thing over here. When the apple falls into the truma, it's distinct. So I'm not doing anything when I take it out. It's already taken out. It's already as if it's taken out. It's distinct. It's identified. And therefore, it's taken. It's not identified. It doesn't have a label on it. It's the same color as all the other apples. Same shape. Everything's the same. But halachically, it's identified. And therefore, I'm not doing anything if I take it out. How do you know? Rav Shimon says, listen, it falls in. And then a second layer, a second one falls in. They're both good. How can they both be good? It's two in 100. 2 in 100 is not 1 in 100. The answer is, because no, we view it as if it's already bottled, and therefore it's fine.
What are you giving to a coin? Chulin or Truma? They're all the same. They're saying the mixture now is all chulin, so what am I giving
him? You're only giving him because the shevet lost out. It's a knas. It's the only reason you're giving him.
Right, but it doesn't have a status of Truma.
What?
It doesn't have a status of Truma.
That's right. But you can't eat it. Why? Because you're not a coin. And it's for the shevet.
Even though it's
a coin can eat both. That's right. No, you give it to the kohen as a knas. The kohen should have gotten the apple, so give it to the shevet. It's gzeilus shevet. Okay? Now, so Gemara says, Mimai, but how is that a raya, what we're saying? Dilma, maybe.
You have to give him that one.
As a matter of fact, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that if you have two hot dogs and a treif hot dog falls in, you're allowed to eat all, maybe get you're allowed to eat all three. Because we hold, each one has a heter. Okay? But the Shulchan Aruch says, take one and throw it in the garbage. You know what the source for that is? This halacha. That one goes to the Kohen. What's the connection? There's no connection. So some say it's a knas. Right? Some say no. Because even though what we're all saying here is you don't have to take it out, it still has a shemetz of something that you shouldn't be having. Yeah, it's still something you shouldn't really be having. All three going to eat? Some say, halacha says you can. We don't do that. Same thing over here. We're giving one to the Kohen. Here we're giving it because we took from the shevet. It's not right to eat all 101. I give one out. Not right to eat all three. Take one out. Same idea. So the Gemara says, one second. Mimai. Til mahasam kohaka miflugi tanakam esafra afakafta nafalu b'zeh hachazeh temanda nafalu b'zeh hachaz dami. No. Doesn't do with this issue of identity. We hold that it's like two fell in. One fell in one after the other. It's like they fell in at the same time. If they fell in 6 hours apart, that would be a different story. They didn't fall in 6 hours apart. They fell in 6 seconds apart. So each one fell into 50. Not batal. Verb Shimon Savar, Kamaitza batal b'meya. Now the first one's batal immediately. Then the second one's batal 1 in 101. But it has nothing to do with identity. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella... Had Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, another answer This is what Josh said. Tanya, Rishimba Laza Omer. Let's say what happened. 101 fell in. So you want to eat them now. And there's no coin around. There's no coin to give it to. So you don't want to take it out and put it on the side. One of the kids will take it and eat it. You don't want to do that. So you know what you say? On all the way in the bottom, that's what I'm going to give to the coin. When am I going to give it to him? Tomorrow when I see him. So can you do that? He says, yeah, you can do that. You know why? Nosin ain of bitzadzeh. You set your mind to that one. Volcha bitzad acher. Eat the rest. Same thing over here. Right? Same thing over here. I have to take one out. So I'll take one out. No, I didn't do anything. So I'll take one out. So when will I take it out? I'm nosin bitzad. I'll take it out. It's not an avera. Umi savala kavase, does a hood even hold like that? Vamafud palagaleha, but he argues on it. Tanya, Rabbi Huda Omer, Malanas Hamaduma, Bechad Umeya, Rabbi Yishim Medalaza Omer, Nosa Ainda Batadzeh, Vochel Mitad Acher. Rabbi Huda said you have to take one out. Rabbi Shimon Medalaza said, no, you can do this shtick, we're just going to look at it, and it's going to be viewed as if it's out. So he says, Rabbi Huda Difim, Rabbi Shimon Medalaza. He's even more maniacal. Not only can you just view it as if it's out, you can actually take it out. That's a big kula, and therefore, that's how Rabbi Yehuda said you could take one out from the pile because it's really already taken out. Okay. Even shall pi achavis, if you have a stone on top of the barrel, and you want to get the one out of the barrel. So matal tzida, you'll move the barrel, tilt the barrel over. If you know fellas, it'll fall. Chayse bein achavios, if it's between other barrels, it's going to fall in another barrel. You don't want that. So magbia umatal tzida, pick it up. Move it to an empty spot, and then tilt the barrel. Fino fellas. Mos, shalakar, if you have money on the pillow, menares akar, move to shake the pillow, fino fellas, it'll fall. Haisa love shalsheles, if you have some dirt on something, mekancha b'mismartot, you can wash it off, you can not wash it off, you can wipe it off with a rag, right? Haisa shalor, if it was a leather, nosdin aleha mayim ad shetichle, then you can put water on it even, because you can't, you're not cleaning the leather like that. The water slides right off. So you can even get water. You can even do it with water. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Vuna Amar Rav, Lo Shanel B'Shocheach. That's only if you forgot the rock. Avo B'Biniach. But if you put it there on purpose, Naseh Basel Sadavra Aser. It becomes a Basel Sadavra Aser. I want that rock there. Now you can't get it off. As we said before, but if it's a Kli, you don't have to have this issue because it's a Kli. It's not a Kli, it's the top of a Kli. Why don't we say that the wine inside is a Basel Sadavra Aser Hamutter? Because it's inside, it's not outside. It's a different place. So you can't say that. Who says it? The Rashba says that, right? It's not inside, it's outside. No, the Rashi's even, let's say over here. Yeah.
Why don't we say that since before Shabbos, since the Erev Shabbos, you couldn't get to the wine, it's not, you can't use it, it's muksa.
The wine's muksa? No.
By the stone.
So you can get the stone out. You can move the stone. If you put it there, b'mezid, you can't, in a chanami. You're right, that's right. If you put the stone there on purpose, bekavana, not bemezid is the wrong word, bekavana, you're right, you can't. Absolutely. So, then we said like this. Haisabena chavios, if it was in between the chavioses, man tana da chol hecha de ikli yisur vehetera behetera tochinan v'yisur lo tochinan, who said that when you're engaged in isur and heter, you're going to move the isur, you're going to move the heter and not move the isur. In other words, we're going to move the barrel all the way across the room, rather than just pick up the stone and put the stone in the garbage. Where'd that come from? So, right? That's what we're saying. The barrel we're going to move, but the stone not? Yeah, because we're not going to deal with isur. Where do you get that from? Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Biyachanan, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. It's Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. Ditnan. We have a mission that says like this: Haborer Kitnius Biyantif. Is there an issue of borer on Yantif?
Yes.
According to this Gemara, there is not. Borer Kitnius Biyantif. You're being borer Kitnius on Yantif. Beishamay Omrim Borer V'Ochel V'Ochel. Meaning, there's a problem of borer. Rashi says. Ha'ochel yitol v'apsolus yishar b'kli. Eat what you want and leave the psolus in the kli. Why? Because it's borer. Ve'shil omrim borer kedarko. There is no borer. As long as what? What do you mean tzar chochel? You're eating it.
I'm saying
that has to be right.
Right.
Rashi says.
Blanket statement on borer.
says, no, borrow maybe on Lego pieces, it's still borrow.
Exactly.
Right. So Rashi says, no del psoles, take the psoles. You can't do that on Shabbos. You can't take the psoles. You gotta take the ochel. Rashi says, take the psoles, umuniach ochel, and leave the ochel im yirtza, if you want. I'm not sure what he means by im yirtza, if you want. Right? But the answer is, according to Beis Hillel, there's no borrow. And Rashi says, and the Gemara continues, b'cheko u'betamchoy, only in your shirt or in a plate. But you can't use the factory machines to do borer. That you can't do in Yontif, but in a local, small thing, no borer. What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with what we're talking about moving barrels? So the Gemara says, "B'tanya Amar B'shem Megamliel, V'demar Murim." When is all this true? Sha'ochel Meruba Ala Psolas. When the ochel is more than the psolas, so there's less tircha. Avol Psolas Meruba Ala Ochel. If you call borer for ochel, then everybody would agree to Beis Shammai. Even Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai. So what do you see? That because of tircha, you can engage in something that otherwise would be a problem. V'hacha, but over here by the stone of the barrel, dechi ochel meruba al apsolas, dummy. It's ochel meruba al apsolas because you're moving the entire barrel for the stone. So it's much more tircha. It's much more tircha. So amount of hundreds of zero, the Gemara answers here. Hacha nami, kiven de iboy le mishkal, lo mishtaka le yayin ad de shakal le evan. No, because I can't get the wine out of the barrel as long as the stone's there. So it's kipsolus muraba ala ochlen, dummy. It's like kipsolus is worse, and then I can move the barrel. Okay. Then we said, hazebena chavios magbia. If it's in between the chavios, you can lift it up and move it somewhere else. Tanya biosi omer. If it was in the warehouse, so there were a million barrels there. So if you move the stone, it's going to hit another barrel. Oh, so it cleans the chukis menachas tachta, some glass stuff on the floor, and then you don't have the stone to break the glass. Bagbia, lemakam acher, move it over there. Umata, alzada, and move it to the side. Fihino fellas, and the stone will fall. Fenotel haimena mashatarach lo, machzir lumkoma. Take the one you want to put it back. Then we said, Moshe alakar, Amar b'chiver ashi, Amar v'loshan elo b'shokeach. Again, it's only if you had the money there by mistake. Avol b'meiniach nase basis l'davra aser. If you put it there on purpose, it becomes a basis. Amar Rabbi Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Chana losha el tzarach gufo. That's only if tzarach gufo. Avol tzarach mukomo. But if I need the space, metaltelo v'odin alof, and I can move the pillow while the money's on the pillow. V'chein tani rabchia bar midifti losha el tzarach gufo tzarach mukomo metaltelo v'odin alof. Good. Next, mos shal akar menayer. Amar Voshia, Shachach Arniki B'chatzar. If you forgot your wallet in the street, in the chatzar. So what do you do? Maniach Alav Kikar Otinok U'metaltal. Put a cookie or a baby on top of the wallet, and then move both. Amar Avhuda, Amar Barshila, Amar Av Asi, Pamachas. One time, Shachacho Sak Desakya. I forgot my sack. Malaya Mo is full of money. Bisrachi in the street. All of Shalom Rabbi Yochanan V'Amar. He said, Lay Hinicho Alav Kikar Otinok. Put a baby or a tinok on it. A baby or a cookie, and then move it. The halacha is like all these cases when it's a case of shocheach. So the Chodesh Aviv says every case was shocheach this and shocheach that. The halacha only is on shocheach. That was the cases. So why do you have to say it again? The answer is because you might have thought that those would just happen to be that it was shocheach. But even if it was bemazed, it would be the same halacha. So he comes along, no. It's only if it was a mistake. Ravashi Amar Filu Shocheach Nami Lo. Now it doesn't have to like that. Filu Amru Kikar Otinok El Lameis Bulvad. You can only do this for a mace. I want to get the mace out of here. A mace is muksa. How am I getting it out? You can put a cookie on it and move the cookie with the mace on top. Not because your wallet, too bad. You're stuck. Abaya have a Manach Kapa Akipi. Abaya put a spoon on, what's a kipi? Grave. Rava Munach Sakina Abaryona. We're going to put a knife on the meat, the Yona meat. And he moves it. Amr of Yosef, Kama Harif Ishmaite Khdarzaki. Look how smart these guys are. Emar Dam Rabbanan Bishokheach. Dale Rabbanan only said if it was forgot there. Bikhila mi Amar. Bikhila was it, did he say it? Yeah, so the halacha is the Shulchan Aruch Pasnitz only allowed to do this for a mace. You're not allowed to do this for other things. On Shabbos. It's not a buses. It's the opposite of a buses. The Chazanish points out it's the opposite of a bus. A buses means you have something that's mutter and usser. Here, I'm taking something mutter to be able to. It's the opposite of a buses. and it's still mutter. It's a much bigger kula than a basis.
Yeah, but what are you doing? You're putting the kid and putting the wallet on the kid?
No, you're putting the kid on top of the wallet, now moving both at the same time. The wallet underneath plus the kid. That's right. That's right. It's not a basis. It's worse than a basis.
What's that called?
It's called a kikar or a tinnah. We're only allowed for a mace in the Shulchan Aruch. Abaye and Rava held that's not true. So Abaye says, what are you criticizing me for? Ilav the adam chashav ana. If not for the fact that I'm a... The sheaves of grain, you can sit on that. All right. I'm not, the Rosh Shiva doesn't sit on that sheaves of grain, but the kids can. So I'm not going to sit on it, but you could. So if I'm not for the chashav, I'm not kapa kipi lomali. Why am I putting a spoon there? Why am I putting a spoon there? I would do it, I would sit in the mat regardless. Right? It's why to sit on. So the fact that I put a spoon there, that doesn't show that I'm like makil. And I did it because I wanted the oil and shuti that you have to put something else on there. But anyway, I wouldn't have to do that. It's good regardless. Amarava, ana ilav the adam chashav. Same thing with me. Sakina abar yona lamali. Why am I putting a knife on the meat? Hachazi leilu umtza. It's good meat. It's regular food. And Rashi says over here, hachazi leilu umtza. You can eat it even raw. There are certain people, they eat raw meat, they call it umsa. So they can do that too. I could have done that too. All right, it's a little bit unrefined, that the Rav wanted to say. I wouldn't do it, I'm the Rosh Hashiva, but people could do it. So why did I put a knife there? To show people that you have to just put something there. Not because I'm so mako. That was his point. Taima, the chazilu umsa. If only because it was right to eat raw. Halo chazilu umsa, lo. And if not, not. So Rashi says, afagav the chazilu shunra. Even though you can give it to the cat, right? Damrinan muchan la adam lo havi muchan la klavim. If something's mutter for a person, it doesn't mean you can move it because mutter, in other words, the opposite.
Muchan. Doesn't mean it's mutter for a person.
Exactly. Exactly. Lememra kirava kriv Yehuda svirale. That means that Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That something that's roi for an adam is not necessarily roi for an animal. Vamar Rava. Rava said l'shamei to his attendant. Tavili bar avza. Go get the goose. Vishadi ma'ai l'shunra and give it to the cat. And give it to the cat food. Right. So Rashi says on the bottom. Alma, what do you see? Metalta lahu mishum shunra. You're allowed to move it for the cat. It's not roi for me. Because apparently Rashi says nobody ate that on Yontif. That wasn't Yontif food. Yesterday they could have prepared it and made it edible. Okay? So we'll stop here. We'll get to answer. We're not gonna answer the mission now. What? We'll get close. Tomorrow we're going to hopefully do Kuf Mem Gimel and at least half of Kuf Mem Dalet. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.